You'd really be hard pressed. I mean, there are several Jews, but there's not really any concentration of them anywhere. Probably more of them live on Signal Mountain than anywhere else. Some live in Rivermont.
The Jewish people?
Yeah, Jewish people. But there aren't, there's really not that big a Jewish population. Now, there are some that live at Missionary Ridge, too. And on the side of Missionary Ridge, there are some Jewish people. And maybe, you know, some small neighborhoods, but none that I'm really familiar with.
Well, what about talking about where the blacks live? Any particular section, say, where the more well-to-do blacks, the very, very, you know, maybe destitute blacks live?
I'll tell you, I don't know but of one black family in Chattanooga that's well off. And they are, I imagine somewhere back there in the slave days, they're part of the Patton family, which is a very prominent Chattanooga family. And they're what you call high yellow, you know, but they're definitely Negroid, I guess. And they're about the only well-to-do black family that I ever. There are certainly no well-to-do black neighborhoods. Now there are several. There's a rising middle class of young blacks. But you don't really. You really don't see the kind of. You don't really see the mixing in neighborhoods. Even between middle class whites and middle class blacks, you've got some kind of. I mean, they don't live house by house, black white. I don't remember that at all. But I would say most of the blacks that live in and around Chattanooga are low class and low middle class. I don't really think there's that big a middle class of blacks there.
Well, is there a place in town that you can call a black business area or anything like that?
Yeah, 9th Street. Now, besides, you know, nightclubs and being just a strip, there are stores and markets and fish markets and liquor stores and so forth that are. Well, now, the liquor stores that are in the black sections are generally owned by white people. And most of them are owned by Jews, as a matter of fact. But blacks work for them. Because it's a dangerous area of town. It's probably the most dangerous area. If you're white.
Yeah.
There was a time, I had a friend who worked at a bar downtown who was friends with some of the bartenders on 9th Street, and we would go down there for it. See, on 9th Street, they stay open till, you know, Sunday morning, and that's really the only place that stayed open if you wanted to be out all night. And we would go down to these places where the only places where the bartenders knew us, and if we hadn't been known, we would have gotten in some trouble. Because it's pretty rough and pretty hostile.
Any idea what the population is of the blacks in Chattanooga?
Yeah, like most cities, the blacks are concentrated in the city. And I would say 30 to 35% of the city is black. Now, that's not to say that 30 or 35% of the population of the metropolitan area is black. It's not at all, but.